Thank you. And that's music from the Italian group Celeste, I guess it would be pronounced, you know, spelled Celeste. And we heard a piece called Favole Antiche, Antique Fairy Tales, I believe, would be the translation from an LP called Principe di un Giorno from 1976. And that just about wraps up our show. Thanks for listening, folks. I will be back next week. Always a pleasure to play music for you. Always a pleasure to be here. Thanks, as always, to the many people, the many brilliant people chatting on the comments board. Always appreciated. And a couple things I need to tell you before I run. First of all, well, following this show, as usual, will be Bad Animals with Jim the Poet and Amanda. Following Bad Animals will be Daniel Blumen, as usual, at 9 p.m. And Daniel's special guest tonight will be the Bowman Brothers, in from London. And not here in the New York area to play music, to play any live shows or anything. The only performance they're doing here in the New York area is on Daniel's show tonight, and it's really special. They'll be playing live between the hours of 9 and midnight. Don't miss that, Bowman Brothers on Daniel Blumen's show. I also want to thank today's volunteers and tell you, listeners, that WFMU is in the process of mailing out marathon swag. If you pledged during the marathon, be patient. Your swag is coming. These things move slowly, but you should have it soon. And also, I'd like to thank today's extremely helpful volunteers, Emily, Elisa, John, and Neil. And furthermore, if you would like to help, if you'd like to volunteer in any way, like mailing out marathon swag or anything else, please get in touch with our volunteer coordinator, Scott Williams. His email address is scott@wfmu.org. If you'd like to volunteer and help us out, we'd love to have you. Email Scott at wfmu.org. And on that note, I will tell you that you're tuned to listener support of WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, online at wfmu.org. Bad Animals is next. See you next time.
Bad Animals. Bad Animals. Bad Animals.
Meow. Meow.
Bad Animals.
Bad Animals.
On WFMU.
are too long, they always go blue. But we're born to this earth, so we know what we do, and prepare the piano by the rays of the moon. The forest is ancient, tangled and dense. It's nature's piano, it doesn't make sense. Yet we find ourselves here and our figures agree. This place is a riddle, this place is a mystery. When we come to the clearing where the power lines weep, pull out that map that you drew in your sleep. Don't scramble the signal, turn off your phones. Listen for something down in the limestone. It's more like a feeling. Some notes are so low and some are so high on nature's piano. You can hear a thing, you can't make it out, except for the goosebumps, except for the guns of out. Her family were dowsers, it ran through their blood. They lived in this region before it was flooded. They scattered the compass, but where did they go? Each followed a ley line of nature's piano.
Hey, it's Bad Animals.
Yay!
Ha ha! This is the radio show for animals and their humans, and I'm Amanda.
I am Jim the Poet.
We just heard Connie Converse with Honeybee ending the set, and I really didn't do the end of the song very well.
What? No, it sounded
good. I wanted
good.
To let it breathe at the end, but...
Nope.
Those chicks, like, they're very insistent that they be heard.
They're just so happy to be alive.
I think they are. And it makes me happy, too.
Yeah.
So it's all... The blown segue has all been forgotten about. Before Connie Converse, it was Earth Flower with Nature's Piano. That is brand new. We have that just in a digital format so far here at the radio station. And the entire album is great. But I don't know. That's the one that I chose. Wild Beasts came before that with Big Cat. And we started the show with RVG and the song Squid. And that's all we heard so far. We've got much more animal-y music in store for you before 9 o'clock rolls around. Kathleen O'Malley will be here in spirit and in her voice later on in the show, and she'll talk about an adoptable cat in the listening region. And I don't know, other things will happen too. I've been thinking a little bit about obedience training and which pop songs are good for obedience training. Can you think of any, Jim?
Oh, interesting.
While you think of them, I'm going to cue up the one that's my favorite. My favorite pop obedience song. But there's...
What about Burning Down the House? Where he sort of seems to be giving commands out. And talking heads
watch
down
out!
The house. You might get watch after. Cool, baby.
Yeah, I guess watch out could be a dog command. What about Roll Over Beethoven?
Oh, that's great.
Either Chuck Berry or ELO.
Both great. If they had ever gotten together and done it together, that would have been really more amazing.
You know, they could have. They had so many years in which to do that, but...
I know, it's like, oh, maybe I don't have the right number for that guy.
And the other one I'll mention is Lisa Loeb and Nine Stories.
Oh.
Stay.
Stay. That's a good one.
There must be more, right? You can sound off in the comments at WFMU.org if you can think of any. But this is my favorite that we are going to hear right now here on Bad Animals. Thank you so much for listening. And now I'm having trouble with my... Hey!
Yay!
You were At night, they are beautiful.
That was Phosphorescent with the song Wolves here on Bad Animals on WFMU. That song came out a good 10 plus years ago.
Really?
Oh, plus, yes.
How did I miss it? It's wonderful.
2009, I want to say.
Wow.
Before that, we heard GERXMVP. There's probably some way to pronounce that that I am not aware of. With the great track Woof Woof, which is also available sped up and slowed down. And they, all three versions sound good, but...
Is it Jerks MVP?
Jerks MVP, yeah.
Does that make sense?
How did I not know that? That makes, like, so much sense.
What is there a way, when you have a cross, like, you do, like, you know... Heathcliff X Adidas or something like that? Is there a way to, like, is it
well, that, then crossed it's like,
with or something like that?
Yeah, but that then it's a mashup, and then it's like Heathcliff, and then there's a space, and then the X.
Yeah, this is all alighted together.
Yes, exactly. And it's dog sample heavy.
Sorry, my Sharpie's really loud.
It's great ASMR. I've told
is it
you this
good?
Before. It's
well,
very,
I don't know.
Very good.
Usually I was coloring. This is I only have mono colors today.
If anyone is interested in seeing Jim the Poet's illustrations, which he always does every week for the show, they can go to WFMU.org and click through to where it says playlist and comments, and there they will be before Jerks MVP, which is how you pronounce it.
Is it, you think? Yeah, maybe.
We heard Avon the Dog and Yard Protection Anthem. This is from one of several albums by Avon the Dog, manipulated by her human. The every sound that you heard on that particular track and all of the tracks by Avon the Dog come from Avon herself, who passed away last year. But, you know, during her life, she was able to lend her voice to a lot of electronic projects. And yeah, she has a couple of albums. The Bedridden came before that with Sheepdog. And of course, up at the top of the set, it was Gilbert O'Sullivan with Get Down. And yeah, I hope all of you dogs and other pets and perhaps even wild animals are getting down to Bad Animals this evening.
I hope so too.
I really hope fervently.
We all need a good get down, don't we?
Yes. Yes, we do. It's springtime, Jim the Poet.
Oh, I love it. It was beautiful today.
And you know that that means baby animals.
Love baby animals. Most baby animals, that's that their prime cutest.
That when they're babies?
When they're babies.
I'm inclined to agree. So yeah, in that spirit, you and I have prepared a little salute to baby animals. And I don't know.
I salute you.
Champing at the bit, as it were, to start it, so I can't put it off any longer. Let's get it going. Okay. It's coming up anymore. Oh, here we go.
Baby animals.
Baby animals.
Baby animals.
Aww.
Cheep, cheep, cheep.
Aww, you're cute. Cheep, I love cheep, you. Cheep. You're a baby. Come on. Come over here.
Baby animals.
WFMU. All right, and then.
What were you going to sing there at the end? I messed that up.
I was just going to say, they are so cute.
That would have been good. I messed that up. Next time in rehearsal, I'll get it right.
It's, you know, the immediacy of not rehearsing. It's always appealed to me. These are baby otters that we're listening to right now.
So cute.
Let's just let them do their thing while the next track plays.
Thank you.
This is Bad Animals on WFMU, and we just heard the brand new track from the Kiffness. And Jim, you were talking about the formatting of when something is a mashup.
Yeah.
This is a perfect example of that.
That was a good one.
The Kiffness
X
Kala.
But do you pronounce that a certain way?
I
crossed with?
Don't. I just say the Kiffness and Kala. And then I'd say something about how they're collaborating. But I don't know if that's proper.
Well, because the kids have all kind of cool, like, ways of saying things that, you know, make them sound really awesome that I don't know anything about. I'm going to look it up.
I think if you say X, people can extrapolate that it's a mashup. But maybe not. Maybe not. We're really asking the important questions. Kala is the name of the kitten that provided the original sample that the Kiffness used as a launching point. And the track is called I Go Meow. And as you probably know by now, having listened to us, because we're such big fans of his, he always kind of crowdsources from the original social media video to see like what people think the cat is saying. And then he bases his lyrics off of that.
It's good to get consensus, you know.
Yeah,
this way there's no, like, two or three, like, different sides. They're like, that's not what they're saying.
Well, I mean, and sometimes there are. Sometimes
people
are like, oh, she actually said I go mew, you know.
She says Tennessee.
Right. anyway, yeah, towards the end she starts to say look away, which makes it so melancholy and beautiful.
Oh.
Before the Kiffness, we heard Hanno Leichtman with Sunset from the new album Outer Lands. And part of that was heard with baby otter sounds along with it.
Lovely.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, cute. If you're
delightful.
A mother otter, sure.
Sure.
Or a person that appreciates otters. Hey, it's time for Kitty Corner.
Ooh.
Ha-ha. Why don't you tell them what Kitty Corner is, in case they don't know?
Kathleen O'Malley will highlight a cat or cats that need your help with either temporary or permanent adoption. Every week she describes these cats in poetic terms that make me want to bring them home and cuddle with them forever and ever. And I hope that will be, it'll be the same feeling for you here on Kitty Corner with Kathleen O'Malley.
Welcome to Kitty Corner. I'm Kathleen O'Malley, and here is this week's adoptable cat. Cleo is fully vetted and up for adoption in West Orange, New Jersey, through the private nonprofit Meow's Kitty Cat Rescue. Cleo is a low-key cuddler with exotic good looks and some cute quirks. She's a one-year-old dilute calico with patches of yellow-orange tabby, blue-gray, and white fur. Cleo's piercing amber eyes and pink nose stand out against a mosaic of gray and yellow fur on her forehead and cheeks, and she has a white mustache and yellow chin. Larger patches of yellow and gray cover her back, tail, and part of her legs, and she has a tuxedo-style white chest, mittens, and socks. Cleo's a loving lap cat who enjoys the affection of her foster family. She's a bit reserved, but as she's gotten comfortable in foster care, Cleo has become more chatty and likes to be held like a baby. Her quirks include sleeping in odd positions with her legs and head askew, and eating in phases, taking a few nibbles and coming back for more later. She also enjoys an occasional bite of human food. Cleo can't resist sitting by the window to breathe in the fresh air. She is cat-friendly. She's accustomed to having a kitty friend around, but she also lived as an only cat for a short while and was fine with that. Cleo and her pal Baby were raised from kittenhood in a loving home, but their owner fell on hard times and became homeless. No longer able to care for the kitties, the owner reached out for help. The girls are from different litters and have different personalities, but they're fond of each other. Cleo and Baby could be adopted either together or separately. Cleo has been spayed, vaccinated against rabies and FVRCP, received preventive worm and flea treatment, and has tested negative for FIV and FELV. If you'd like to bring sweet, snuggly Cleo, and maybe Baby, into your life, please email badanimals@wfmu.org.
Kitty about 2 months back. He was the nicest little kitty, now a pain in my crack. This little kitty is a ninja, always stalking my feet. This little kitty is a warrior, you know what I mean. He's an evil little kitty, look what he did to my hand. Tries to get in trouble in any way that he can. I could give this cat a toy, but he'd rather have the wrapper. And I always give him water, but he still drinks from the crapper. You could lock him in a closet and he just won't care. Kitty chews on my shoes and he licks on my hair. Always scratching on my favorite chair and jumping on the couch. Playing in the window sills and tearing through the house. He is so full of energy and easily amused. Kitty will attack anything that moves, causing trouble, starting battles just so he can be a part of. He's the meanest little kitty, so we named him Sparta.
Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna bite, bite, bite. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna bite, bite, bite. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna bite, bite, bite. Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna bite.
Where'd you go? Are you stalking me? Are you under the couch, quite possibly, ears laid back so you don't get caught? Ready to pounce my leg with everything that you got? I know you're probably watching me from across the room, concentrating, contemplating on attacking me soon. You're not invisible, kitty, I'm gonna find you first. Come out, before I make things worse. I've seen where you hide, and I know where you've been. Hey kitty, why don't you give in? Even if you try to sneak up on me, I'm prepared. Cause I got my safety gear on and I'm not scared. I think I hear a little kitty under the bed. I know you're making noises just to mess with my head. You can stop me all you want, but I'm not your prey. You always seem to find me first, but not today.
Hey little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna bite, bite, bite.
I've got him cornered, and now he's mine. He's not gonna get away this time. I'll snatch him up fast before he can blink, and then, aw man, he's asleep in the sink. What is with this cat? I'm confused. He's got a bed, but it's never been used. In every waking moment, Kitty's out for the fight. Then, next minute, Kitty's out like a light. How could I let this little creature inside my home? I gotta keep an eye on him when I'm on the phone. I'm a little afraid to leave this cat all alone. This kitty may destroy everything that I own. Look at him now. I kind of feel bad. He's the best little cat that I've had. And the one big thing I forgot to mention was that he wasn't fighting, he just wanted attention. Hey, little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna bite, bite, bite. Hey, little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna bite, bite, bite. Hey, little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna bite, bite, bite. Hey, little Sparta, what is with all the fight? Showing love, that's all this kitty does.
Thank you.
Show with Michelle Moeller and Leafless off of the new album Late Morning. We heard Caleb Landry Jones before that with Spiders in the Trees off of his new one. And Corey Williams did the Mean Kitty song, also known as Hey Little Sparta. From the internet, that one was, hey, it's WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jim. And
thank you.
Stay tuned now for Daniel Blumen and his special guests, the Bowman Brothers. Yay!
Pure.